And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And while Tom's away, are you going to seriously give out amazing tips?
Oh, mate, Okay, I do not want to give out this tip because it worked so perfectly. And I know that my mum would be listening to the show right now.
Do you think if you give a tip away, it jinxes a tip?
Yeah, right. So, yesterday, took the fam. It was the Jimmy James fam combo meets the Loggy fam combo.
Oh,
so it was Jimmy's
mum
and dad.
Videoed this.
No, it was Jimmy's mum and dad, Lee and Lindsay, and my mum and dad, Helen and Con. We all caught up for lunch, right? Because we got engaged. It'll be like a year on Wednesday, right? And we never got like an engagement thing, which was fine for us. We don't care. But the parentals are all like, no, we didn't celebrate it properly. I'm like, you did. You did back then. You got us flowers. You got us. It's fine. You got us a card. No, 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 we did. Because it was, you know, like lockdowns. We couldn't see each other back then. Hard time. Anyway, so we all went out for lunch together, which was beautiful. We went to Mr. Grubb down at Oakdean there.
Lovely.
And as we were there, we walked in and I said to one of the girls there, her name is Jess, actually. She was great. I said, hey, I've got my card here. I want to pay today. But you know how hard it is with the parentals, right? So can I just give you my card? And she's like, look, there's so many people here today. I don't want to take your card just in case it gets lost. But just say I've taken care of it already. And then when they go out to leave, I'll take your payment. Perfect. So I was like, okay. So we all, you know, the dads were like, oh, yeah. Lindsay's like, I'm going to pay for this one, you know. And my dad's like, no, you know, whatever. And I'm like, It's already taken care of, guys.
Oh, I just gave the big dog response.
It's already taken care of.
I've got this one, guys.
I've got this one taken care of. And they were like, no. And I'm like, no.
It's already been done.
It alleviates.
And it hadn't been done.
But it alleviates the fighting and the, and struggling to put your card on the beeper. Blah, blah, blah. Like, none of that. And they all got up. They're like, oh, no, you can't do that. I'm like, no. Jimmy and I, we've already taken care of it. It's done. It is done. It's already done. There's nothing you can do about it.
But did they then watch you sneak off and go and do?
No. So they all got up. I'm like, all right, guys, let's go out. I'm just going to go to the toilet. Oh, yeah. Ha ha. Then I paid for it. It's an amazing little tip. And I couldn't believe, you know, sometimes life lessons are right in front of your face, but you don't. Your brain don't compute the lesson.
Yep.
Right? Couldn't figure that one out on myself. Had to get someone to tell me, just say you've already covered it. It's already paid for.
It seems quite obvious now
you
say it.
But it's an amazing tip. And if your families are anything like my families, that just stops the fighting and the poor wait staff that have to sit there and be like, oh, God, I don't know who's, you know, $100 note I'm taking here because everyone's coming at me. Pay for it. No. Alleviated.
And what about the families who like offer, I'll pay, I'm trying to get my credit card out, but they don't really want to pay and they're just hoping someone says,
okay,
I've taken care of this.
All right, so I'm getting an insight into going out with the wings.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Log, as we've already mentioned, I have been away for a week or so, travelling around right across regional Victoria.
You've been TCBing, mate, taking care of business.
Yes, away from home.
Yeah.
Got back, thought everything was good, you know, thought family's happy to see me.
Yeah.
Dodsy's happy to see me.
Yeah.
Something happened yesterday that made me think that there's signs that there could be a little issue in our relationship.
Oh, no.
So,
and this is the best way to go about it.
Yep, to bring it up on air and talk about it to all the wonderful people who listen to us
air
every day.
Air that dirty laundry.
Yes. Yesterday, Dodgy was out, I think, maybe doing the groceries. I think she was at the supermarket.
Yeah.
And
I think. I wasn't really listening.
could have been one of the first signs, Log.
Yeah.
It rang me. Mm. It was around lunchtime and said, oh, hey, do you want me to pick up some sushi for you on the way home for lunch? I'm like, absolutely. I love sushi.
Yeah.
I'm a big sushi fan.
Yeah.
Henry was with me. I'd taken him to basketball training that morning. She goes, I'll grab some sushi for you and Henry. Henry, out of all the kids, the three boys, loves sushi as well.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
This is fantastic.
Mm.
Excellent. Life's good.
Nice.
Dodgy gets home, gives us the sushi. Henry gets the nice one with the tuna and avocado.
Oh,
white rice, that sort of thing. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He loves that. He'll nail the whole pack. Not a worry in the world.
Yeah.
I get basically the same. Tuna and avocado, but the inside out one, you know, that's rice.
Oh,
on there,
yes.
Which is
yes.
fine. Which yeah. is fine. Complete. I love the inside out or the yeah. the normal one. But the moment when I realised, hang on a second, maybe my wife hates me.
Oh.
Was when I realised she'd got me brown rice sushi.
Right.
Surely that's an indication that a person hates you.
No, no, it's not.
Because
brown rice
no,
is love.
No human being in the entire world wants brown rice sushi.
Mate, brown rice is love. And I say this because I serve up brown rice to Jimmy.
Why do you hate Jimmy?
I don't.
Like, what have you got against him?
No, because she's caring about your colon. And if you care about the colon, that's love.
No, no.
Yes.
It basically, she served up to me and the first thought in my head was, oh no, I've done something wrong.
Mm.
Clearly our marriage is over because there is only one reason why Dodsy would give me brown rice sushi.
Okay. Did you bring it up with her?
Yes, okay. Immediately. Oh, no, actually about an hour later. When
oh,
I said,
you stewed on it for
I was
a bit.
Like, hey, is everything yeah, okay? Yeah, like, yeah. Are we going okay? And she's like, well, what do you mean? What do you ask? I said, well, there could only be one possible reason for you to have got me brown rice sushi.
And how did she take that?
Not overly well. Yeah. I think now we do have issues because yeah, I brought yeah. it up, but nobody likes brown rice.
You're almost in that territory where you'll be buying your own sushi for life.
Nobody. Do you like it?
Mate.
Do you like it? Not health reasons or not medical reasons.
Yeah.
Before anyone says, oh, but I can't have this or that.
Yeah.
Do you actually like it?
I like brown rice.
No, you don't.
I do. No, you don't. No, you don't. But
no
I can
one
only
does.
I can only eat sushi cut up and at night time. And that's a story for another time. I can't do the thing during the day.
Dodgy,
but
why do you hate me so much? Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Now, I want to chat to you about some scary news, okay?
Scary.
Big companies, they have us over a barrel. And I hate that term, actually, because it's just that's a terrible term, isn't it?
Just
having someone
it.
Over a barrel. Yeah, I don't like it. They have us over the biscuit tin, all right? Arnott's came out. I don't know if you saw this late
no.
Friday, okay? And they've said, oh, just quietly, we've put away the classic assorted. What's that? What's that, Arnott's?
I beg your pardon?
We've discontinued the classic assorted pack.
The big sort of rectangle pack that has
yep.
a variety of things in it, like the Monte Carlos
yep.
and the that one, you know, those rectangle ones with the white cream in the middle of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, shortbread cream.
Thank you.
Orange slice.
Yep.
Kingston. Okay, this is old radio. No one wants to hear this, but Kingston is the best and we're not going to fight about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Kingston, Monte Carlo, shortbread cream, orange slice and Delta cream.
Yeah.
Orange slice, oh, that sucks.
It's always left there to the end, but what did you say? Just rewind for a sec. It's discontinued this pack.
Yep. They're like, oh, we've pulled it quietly from shelves because
why?
Shelf space.
Oh, because the packet's a bit big. They're offering too many biscuits to us.
Limited shelf space and ongoing low sales. Okay. Give the people a chance. You know, why don't, instead of companies just pulling stuff that people don't want anymore, why don't you say, hey guys, you've got 6 months. If you want to see these products on the shelves, start buying because they're going.
Well, you reckon that'd be a great sales idea? Say,
yes.
if sales don't go up of this product, it's gone for good.
Yeah.
That will motivate people to go, hang on a second, I'm a big fan of this.
Actually, please don't do that to us because that's stressful and then I'll feel like I have to spend, do certain things. But apparently they said, you know, Bickies are like not a hot commodity at the moment because there's all these new products out there.
Like Tim Tams.
Well, yeah. Like, but all the varieties of Tim Tams. I think we can just stop it at the Tim Tam.
Yeah.
Look, I grew up with salt and pepper condiments, you know, and butter, and that was it. Olive oil. So I don't like 1,000 different flavours of things. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. No, one flavour's fine. Let's move on with our lives.
But if you're going to move on from a big corporations, move on from a classic line of anything, give us the heads up first.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of like, okay, Arnott's have gone with the classics because of shelf space. The other packets that they have are the family favourites, the high tea favourites, what?
Never
cream favourites. Now, the family favourites... Family favourites have all the biscuits that you want when you're deathly sick. You know when you're really sick, you're like, I'll either have toast, dry toast, or one of these biscuits. The coffee biscuit, the teddy bear, choc ripple, okay, bit of flavour, scotch finger, love a scotch finger, butternut snap, good, milk arrowroot and the nice or the nice, however you say it. Don't tell me that arrowroot nice and milk coffee are not all the same biscuit. They're the same.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I know this is going off topic.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, did you say the nice biscuit can be called Nice?
Is it Nice or Nice?
Like it's a town in France.
No, isn't it? Isn't that what that was called?
I thought it was Nice.
Oh, it might be Nice. Maybe I'm getting a bit fancy.
I know this is off topic.
Yeah.
But it's 100% Nice.
I'm pretty sure you can say Nice. I'm pretty sure it's Nice biscuit.
It's not a town in France. It's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit in France.
Is it?
Maybe. Why would you get rid of the classic assorted when you can get rid of that?
Yes.
The family favourites.
The boring family favourites.
Four of the same biscuits.
Yeah, correct.
Sorry, I have to calm down. I feel like, do you think that I yell too much on the radio?
A little, but that's okay.
Is it okay?
Not as much as what Jimmy James cops, I'm sure.
And the fact that you'll cop it in a minute if you keep on talking. Okay, Rob. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Taylor Swift is trending, of course.
Tay-Tay. We love Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay. Well, over the course of 24 hours, her Midnights album broke the record for the most streamed album on Spotify in a single day. Also, she broke the most streamed artist in a single day on Spotify. Also, she dropped at 3 a.m., an additional 7 songs, releasing Midnight's bracket, 3 a.m. edition, close bracket. The 3 a.m. edition of me doing anything after midnight is one time I ate 6, 7 toasted cheese sandwiches.
Well, so I can write done. That's near, like, close to what Tay-Tay's producing.
Yep.
Of quality?
Could, yeah, it was quality. I did produce some non-quality things after that. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Lingy, Tom's away, but I knew that I had to tell you this story because I knew that you...
Do you know the whole time I've been away, I've just been looking forward to all the stories you've got to tell me. So come on, hit me with another one.
Okay, so Jimmy and I on the weekend, we like to take Wombi for a weekend walk every now and again, most weekends. And this time we went down Queenscliff Lodge. Lonnie Way.
Beautiful.
And there's the dog beach there at Lonnie. So you know how there's a lighthouse at Lonnie, Point Lonsdale?
Yes.
So there's a lighthouse and then there's a path that goes all the way down to a dog beach way on the other side, right?
Yes. I know where you're talking, yes.
Okay, so we took Wombi there and then we're like, oh, okay. And we're starting to look like it was going to start to rain. So we're like, oh, we'll come back in. But there was a pathway I saw on the way, where you park off the road and then you walk to the dog beach, there's like this little path and it says, I've never noticed it before. In the 3 years I've been going on this walk, never noticed it. So it's a little sign saying no horses allowed up here or whatever. I was like, what's that? Jimmy didn't know either. So we went up there and it's like a walk but on the dunes and it's covered in bushes and it's like this just single file track. It's beautiful, right? And there's no one there. So we did that walk.
Yeah.
We walked all the way down. Did you know that this walk exists? Yeah.
Is it actually a defined walking
path? It's a defined walk. Yeah.
You know, your environmental hat, you weren't walking through the dunes causing destruction.
No, God, no.
You'd never ever do that.
No, I wouldn't because I live with a guy that's very like, oi, respect the dunes. All right. So, yeah.
I wonder who that might be.
I know. I wonder who that might be. So we walk through there. No one's there and it's beautiful. Yeah. There's trees everywhere. Obviously, it's been cut back, you know, so you can walk through. But I'm like, this is like a secret walk. Anyway, Jimmy needed to go to the toilet, and that's the best part about being on a walk where no one is, right? He went to the toilet.
The old bush wee.
Old bush wee. And then, you know, I was like, oh, I was wearing these tight leggings. They were all like, you know. So I was like, oh, I need to go too.
Lord.
Bit further up. Hey, we've all done a bush wee, like you said. So
how long did you have between where you were at this point and being back to your car?
Oh, like a 10-minute walk or
10 minutes. You could hold on for 10.
No, but we were kind of on our way. We were still going somewhere. So I was like, I found this little, you know, enclave. I don't know. I found this little hole, right? Anyway, I went in there. I was like, yeah, love a bush wee. Also, when it's down, a bit downhill, that's the best.
Safety.
Yeah, because it just goes away from you. Like, check this out. Anyway. And then I was like, oh, yeah, keep a lookout. No, that's fine. We kept on walking. Anyway, we're like, oh, okay, this is great. Let's turn back. So we turn back, we're walking, and I'm like, oh, you know what, Jimmy? Nothing is better than are we in the bush when no one's around. And this old mate standing there with his dog. Oh, my God.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah, and I went, huh. He kind of came out of another sidetrack. He came out, and I was like, oh, my. And then he's like, hello. And I'm like, hi. And our dogs had a little da-da-da. And we walked on. And we went, see you later. And as we're walking, Jimmy's like, you know he heard all of that.
Did you have that moment of recognition between you and him where he knows that you know that he heard you? And you know that he heard you, but you're going to both pretend it didn't happen.
No, but just imagine this going for a nice, beautiful walk out of the bush. Nothing's better than a good old pee in the bush. Classic me, Liggy.
Brilliant.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Liggy and Loggy Gold.
Hey, Log, I've got an idea for us.
Yeah.
Is there something you're a little bit annoyed about with K-Rock or this sort of anything with our team or anything like that? Maybe don't be too honest on air.
No, it's great. I love it.
We're almost at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we've got enough gravitas?
Gravitas, yes, word of the day.
Yes, love it. Yeah. To just do a walkout, Kyle and Jackie O style.
You and I do a
walkout. What if we just drop the mics now? And we're out of here.
Okay, why are you telling me this when we're almost done with the show?
Well, it's got to appear kind of spontaneous.
No, we could have done this at 7:30. We could have done it at 8.
Oh, and gone and had brekkie together or something.
You and I taking a walk out.
Just drop mics, see you later. I don't know what would go on air.
All right, let me explain something to you. You are Cameron Ling, okay? You're someone.
No.
I'm Loggy. I need this job. I need the money. I can't just go TCBing like you, taking care of business, getting extra cash. You can walk out. That's fine. If I walk out, they're like, bye. It's just Tom and Lingy. There's no more Loggy. Unless people in the streets fight for me, in which case.
They would too. They would
totally.
Definitely. See, the reaction
totally.
Would be if we just go, nah, we're angry about we're something. I'm not sure what it is. Mm. We're out of here. The people.
The lights are too bright in this studio. Robert.
I'm getting sunburnt from the lights.
Yes.
That's it. We're out of here.
We're out.
It's too high UV on these fluoro lights.
Okay, we're out. Here we go. Boom.
Does the fact we don't earn $10 million a year like Kyle and Jackie O have something to do with this?
Definitely
problem?
Has something to do
okay.
about it, mate. Sit there.
Should
because
we hang
news
around?
Is on the way okay. and I need you for one more break.
Okay, not
right?
my best idea.
You're
then.
Not going anywhere.
Not a great idea.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.